Hey listeners, this is Taylor McClure, providing your daily news through CIDI's new show, Township's Daily News Bits. Today, I talked with Christiane from the West Bolton Agri-Food Citizens Committee, who spoke about the committee's forest outings activities. Their first forest outing activity took place on May 28th, and due to being such a success, the committee decided to coordinate another outing on Mount Foster. Christiane tells the community all about the West Bolton Agri-Food Citizens Committee, the goal with these outings, and what West Bolton citizens have the chance to discover through these experiences. Christiane, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with CIDI. We really appreciate it.
Thanks to you.
So we are here today to chat about the forest outings that are coordinated by a group that you are the head of, the West Bolton Agri-Food Citizens Committee. So you planned an outing on May 28th, and the group decided to coordinate a second outing because of its success. So I was wondering if you could just please start off by highlighting for our listeners maybe your group a little bit.
So first, we had a committee with the MRC. So they organize, they select seven or eight municipality and they build committee. So most of our members are part of that committee as well. But then their approach is more... Like, it will be very nice, but it's a slower approach.
Okay.
And when I knew that maybe the first outing will happen in 2 years, I said, no. We need to do and start doing something now. So then I asked around if people would like to start a citizen committee.
Okay.
And then we start like meeting and,
Okay, so you just wanted to get the experience out there faster for people.
Yeah, and like those activities that we organize, we don't need funding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to organize. People pay for it. So
yeah.
Each resident pay to be part of the activity. So we don't need that someone like fund our activity.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to wait. I'm an impatient person. And so we decide, and we do more than the forest outing.
Okay.
So we do a seeding exchange. In this fall, we will do, we will build a small edible forest.
Okay.
And we try to do it as free as possible. So everyone with like some plants in their garden that they won't like to share. So then we cut it and we implement it.
Okay.
We build, like I have donkey manure, so things like that. So we try, each people need to bring something. So then at the end, it's only work, but it's no cost. So, and then when it grow, then people can come and eat there. So
yeah.
They can pick and choose. And so we are very proud about that too.
I wanted to ask you, you know, as a committee, what is your goal as a committee with all of these different activities? What do you hope to accomplish together?
Really, it's make people aware. And also, it's easy to go to a store and buy things. But we are a small community and we can share. Like if you have too many seedings of something, why not give it to someone and take
mm-hmm.
something else? So like all that relation through the people, I think we forget with the years to do that. I think people are become very individualists. And so it's really to build that, to show to people that we have a lot of things to eat.
Natural riches. Yeah.
Exactly. So, don't need to build a huge garden if you don't have time.
Yeah.
Just learn. And also, like, by curiosity to develop, like, knowledge of, something that people has no idea.
Yeah. It's very rare that people have that opportunity to do those types of things.
Correct. And a lot of people are asking about it. So, through the Facebook page, a lot of people were asking. So we had that idea. And so how we process is we send a survey.
Okay.
To test, like, you know, were you willing to do one or five activity?
Yeah.
How much you would like to pay, like, blah, blah, blah.
Just to meet the needs of the community and what they're looking for.
Correct.
Okay.
And we had a lot of response. So we were very happy. So that's why we're doing those out things. So first, I would like to thank you to be curious about our activity. We are very pleased to meet with you. Also, first, It's very important to mention that the outing is only for West people resident. So very sorry if you are interested, because you will after the interview, but it's only for West Bolton residents. And also we limit also the number of people for the group, because we walk on private land.
Okay.
Also, it's important to preserve environment, and it give the opportunity to each people to ask more questions, to see well the plants and everything. So we cannot take more than 20 person. The forest outing is a guided walk through the forest, and we name that non-timber forest product. So as we walk in the forest, we stop for each plant that is eatable or useful for our health. We discuss about where to find them, like is it humid, close to a stream, under trees, what type of tree, like is it a maple tree, etc. So we know where to find that plant, about health benefits, side effects, how to prepare it also. So, and if we can eat that plant raw, then people can try it on the spot. As a as an example, we all know a dandelion. It is a miraculous plant that everyone knows, but no one knows the power of that plant. So it's highly nutritious, full of vitamin, mineral, and fiber. We can eat the leaf, the roots, the flower, so the entire plant. Dandelion promoting liver health and also fighting anti-inflammation. But this is among a lot of other benefits. So this is abundant, easy to find, easy to identify. We have no reason not to try it. So the activity in me was about 3 hours, and in 3 hours we found about 30 wild plant to be eaten or used.
Like you were mentioning, the goal is to kind of introduce people to, you know, what we have in our natural environment and what you can do with it and its benefits. But I was wondering if you were willing, you know, you use this term called natural food wealth. And I was just wondering if you could explain that concept to our listeners a little bit more.
Yeah, as I mentioned, is non-timber forest product. That include maple syrup, fruits, flowers, roots, etc. It's everything edible or useful that is not a timber.
Okay, so not wood, basically?
Wood. So wood we will cut and make plank and everything. Mm-hmm. So everything that it's not wood, it can be from the tree, but it's not the wood itself. What I read is we have about 300 non-timbers forest product in Quebec.
Wow.
It's a lot. So well-prepared, wild plant contribute to a very good health of our body. Indeed, like they bring vitality because of their high content of nutrients, vitamin, minerals. They are nutritional treasure. Like they contain protein, carbohydrate, fat, antioxidant, fatty acid, omega 3. And one of the example, it's nettle. Nettle has 3 times more iron than spinach. In the walk, I also take pictures.
Okay.
And I do a file on each of them with all the benefit, the side effect and everything. So I do a summary of what they learn to be sure that it's documented. So this is one example. And as a funny story, when first I arrived, I knew that plant is a miracle plant. So I want it. And my neighbor gave me a plant and I couldn't keep it. Like a die.
Mm-hmm.
And as I walk in my forest, I have like plenty of them. So, you know, like sometimes we want something, but it was just not at the right place.
Mm-hmm.
But in the forest, like they put things in the right spot.
Now, I really want to know why the West Bolton Agri-Food Citizens Committee coordinated these outings. You know, could you please talk about that a little bit for our listeners and why you thought it was so important?
Really, it's to pick up people's curiosity and also transmit knowledge, learn to respect the environment by doing eco-responsible pickup. That's very important for us. As an example, if in a wild plant is a slow grower or are species threats, then do not touch it. Also, only pick a quarter or a third of the plant so the resources still exist in the wild.
And they continue to grow.
To grow, exactly. So finally, only pick what you use. It's really important because those days, I think we have multiple occasions to be isolated and live through social media. That's mm-hmm. not real life. Mm-hmm. So this activity gives the opportunity to people to meet other people, our neighbors, and spend time in nature. In addition, like with the current inflation, it's very nice to find out that we have free organic grocery and pharmacy in our backyard.
Yes.
So I know the goal is not that everyone in the group will only eat through the forest in a year. But if each person of the group only try at least one plant that they discover, for me, this is already huge.
Yeah. And it also kind of falls within the idea. A big topic of discussion is being self-sustainable and, you know, looking at what we have locally here and investing in that. So that kind of introduces people to that too a little bit.
Totally. And also, like, I speak for me, but it inspired me to my gardening because instead of fighting or do like big field of one thing, I try to imitate what I found in the forest. So if I see needles with like fern, then I know that they need each other to grow. Mm-hmm. So it's easier for my garden that I don't water, you know. So it's really important because in the forest, nobody come and water the plants.
No.
And they are healthy and abundant. So
yeah.
it also help gardening.
Yeah, that is very true. And some people look for natural elements as well, like you said, for health benefits rather than medication wise. Not everyone likes that route either.
Some are very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's really important to know what you're doing. So, because I want to mention it. Like, if you're not sure, like 1% doubt, please do not eat it because some are toxic. Some mm-hmm. are toxic for children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For you, some are toxic for like dogs or cats. So you need to know what you're eating.
Yes.
So make sure you identified. Better to be with someone that knows already. But it's worth the experience.
Yeah. So this gives people West Bolton residents the opportunity to do that and to have gain knowledge so they can do it on their own.
Totally. they were impressed. Okay. Of what we can find. Also, they don't know, like, they know dandelion, lion, and they know, like, milkweed or whatever plants, but they have no idea of the benefit of, for our health.
Mm-hmm.
So they learn a lot about that. And also, as you know, West Bolton is more two sections. So we say the lower section, the higher section. But in the higher section, they have plants that we don't have in the lower section.
Okay.
So they come and see our section and
okay.
we go see their section. So this way we have a more variety of plants.
Okay, interesting. And now you have another outing coming up on July 15th on Mount Foster. And I was wondering if you could speak a little bit about what West Bolton residents who are taking part, can expect on this outing.
Yeah, it's really similar to what we have done in May, but it's on a different land. So that part is on the upper side of the West Bolton. And as we're moving along in the summer, new plants are coming. New plants are available. So some like we cannot find in May, but then we find in July. So it's to have more variety, find out more different plants. And also we will have two more activity this year, but they will be more on mushrooms.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Christiane, but please feel free to mention anything else that I may have missed in my questions.
Well, maybe it's important to thank the municipality, West Bolton Municipality, because they always support us. Like if we need the town hall or a parking on the street or something like that, they are always there for us. And we want to thank also all the West Bolton people because the participation is amazing and people are very interested. So we are very, very happy. And all the committee members, each member has different strengths. I would like to thank them because we use our time to organize those activities. And it's really important that we mentioned that.
And the people who are part of the committee, are you all farmers or you'll have a relationship with farming in some way or with the environment or nature?
Not at all. Like some are retired, some are weekenders, some are journalists. So it's very, very, I think I'm the only one in that field, but they are very curious. And
so you learn from one another.
Exactly. And we have different strain. Actually, we have a very powerful committee. We get along well and it's very easy. So it's really fantastic.
If people want to join the committee, are they able to, or do you have a set membership and that's who you're sticking with?
Well, nobody really asked to join, but okay. I'm sure if they want, we can discuss what they can bring and which part they would like to be involved. Okay. Yes, we are always open. Like we will not restrict those to people. Our member.
Okay, yeah. Great. Well, thank you so much again, Christiane, for speaking with us about the West Bolton Agri Food Citizens Committee and your forest outings. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.